You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how are we going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, just hanging out.
Just hanging out, just chilling in the bubble. How's the morale? Everyone doing all right?
I believe so. Yes, we've got a birthday in the flat today.
That's always fun.
Yeah, afternoon mimosas will be nice. It's Excellent. Also a formal Friday at work, so I'm wearing a blazer currently in bed.
Is it a classic Sam pajamas on the bottom, blazers on the top kind of situation?
Yeah. You know me. Pajamas, yep, that's the one. Pajamas.
Sure. crikey. Right, what are we talking about today in the world of television?
So I'm talking about a show from Apple TV Plus that I recently discovered called Trying. It's one of those sweet shows.
A sweet show. I think we can all do with a bit of sweet TV at the moment.
Yeah, it follows this couple called Nikki and Jason. Oh, what fun names. and they discover that they can't conceive a child, so they try to go through the route of adoption. And they're both, like, very open about the fact that they aren't, you know, stunning, amazing people. One of them works in a call center. One of them has a job where he teaches English to European kids, European adults, but it's kind of like a summer job that he just never really left. They're both like very average people, and they're just really in love, and they just really want to have a kid. And the trials and tribulations of going through the adoption process, and the strain that can have on their pretty perfect relationship. And then it kind of expands out in season two to follow their like extended family, so her sister and their parents, and kind of focus not solely on them as well.
Right, so it's got the whole kind of family involved in it.
Yeah, it's kind of like because the whole adoption process for them involves like their lives being picked apart, so
yeah.
The show tries to meld comedy of their kind of dysfunction with like informing us why they are the way they are, and it's quite, I think it's quite well done. I really enjoyed the show. I think it can be really hard to have two main characters who are sweet and nice and you want to root for them, because you've got to like build that up.
Yeah. It can get a bit saccharine if you sort of lay it on too thick, but if it's done well, it's a really heartwarming thing to see, and it sounds like this one is done well.
Yeah, definitely. And the chemistry between the two leads is just amazing. Raph Spall and Esther Smith, who I'd never seen before, I don't think. Raph looks a little bit familiar, but I can't remember what I've seen him from. and, you know, this feels like, you know, their big TV kind of break, because I think the show's had two seasons now. I'm pretty sure there's a third season on its way. From what I've seen online, everyone's like thoroughly enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it. I binged the whole two seasons like over a weekend, because, you know, we're in lockdown.
Yep, that's the vibe. Yep.
And it's just fun, and like it's not a story I've seen told before, but it also isn't something that's so far out of the realm of possibility that, you know, it doesn't, like, it feels real, you know.
Yeah.
How does that sort of compare in terms of sweetness to like Ted Lasso?
I knew we were going there.
Not as sweet as Ted Lasso, but like the character of Nikki definitely has Ted Lasso qualities to her, and you can be like, oh yeah, I can see it. It's like if you want to go have a sweet binge, Ted Lasso and Trying are like the two go-tos, I'd say, at the moment.
Nice.
I've got to say Ted Lasso is like the gateway drug to Apple TV Plus, because it's the only reason I got the streaming service in the first place, and now I'm discovering that there's actually quite a lot of kind of hidden gems on that platform. Not a lot of you know, big blockbuster titles, but there are some good little shows on there.
I only have the trial. I think it's for like another 3 months. So like once that goes, I'm really not sure what's going to happen, but I activated the trial. So they got a new phone like ages ago, and I've been waiting to activate the trial for Apple TV Plus until Ted Lasso was far enough in that I could start the 3 month trial and not miss any of Ted Lasso.
Oh, good idea.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really played Steve Jobs. He's shaking his fist at me. But yes, no, it's Apple TV Plus is an interesting little streaming service, and there are definitely some good stuff. I've reviewed a few shows from there, like, is Morning Show on Apple TV Plus?
I think
I don't know. Yeah. I tried Morning Show. I think it might have been Apple TV.
Is it good? Did you like Morning Show?
I think
we reviewed it. I loved it.
Yeah. I found it too stressful. I had to stop watching it.
Well, season 2's on its way, and I'll be reviewing that as well, because that show gets me.
Excellent.
But yeah, Apple TV has a little treasure trove, and this is definitely one of those ones that I hadn't seen advertised. It wasn't one of their, like, big, flashy, like, this is a show you've got to watch, like Ted Lasso, or there was that Jason Momoa show called C, and obviously Morning Show had the star-studded cast. But this show, I'm giving it 2 thumbs up. I think everyone needs to give it a little dash, you know? Like, if you're after a fun rom-commy type TV show, this is what you should go look at. It gives me like Starstruck vibes, if you remember Rose Montefiore's show.
Starstruck.
Yeah, that's a show I'd like a second season of sooner rather than later, I have to say. That was very much the wholesome energy I'm looking for in this lockdown. So if it sits in that world, I'll happily watch it. Trying, is that the name?
The Trying, yep.
Sounds like one to try out. Sorry, everybody. Big boo for that. What are you getting up to this lockdown weekend, Sam? Bit of lime in the sun.
So some mimosas at like 1 or 2, because it's birthday, obviously. We've got a little Mediterranean platter coming.
Ooh.
You know, just a fun time. And then tomorrow I'll probably get back into my painting. I haven't done any this week, so.
Oh, nice. Flex that.
I did work out twice this week, though. So.
Twice?
Gosh, that's twice more than me.
Yeah, I was going to say. I tried to go for a little walk yesterday and I ended up just lying down on a park bench.
Oh, that's pretty nice as well, to be honest. Yeah. You just got to know your limits in these trying times. Mm. Hey,
I walked to get my vax yesterday and that was great.
Yay!
Nice.
We love to see it. We do love to see it. It was a nice, easy process.
Oh, yeah. It was in and out like 25, 30 minutes.
Easy. That's chill. What we like to hear. Hey, thank you very much, Sam, for bringing us Trying this morning. We've got a few people texting in saying that they've seen it and enjoyed it. And someone else has said Little America, which is also on Apple TV Plus, is also great. So hot tip from a texter there. Maybe we can go and check that one out too.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool. Hey, thanks, Sam. Have a lovely weekend. Happy birthday to your flatmate. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Miss you.
Bye. Miss you too.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.